which only applies to Zichri Kahuna, daughters of Kohanim are permitted to be Mutamei the Mason. B'nei Aharon v'lo b'nos Aharon, the Kohen is not permitted to be Mutamei to Mesei Adam. If you have a dead mouse, if you have a class in biology, and they're dissecting a dead mouse, so we assume l'halacha that it's perfectly permissible for the Kohen to be Mutamei. There are some who wrote otherwise, but the din is not so. Din is only Mesei Adam. There is a machlekes hatanoim in Yevamis and another mesich that's Reb Shimon bar Yochai Nachachon where they may say akum a mitami ba'ohel or only mitami b'magen amas. Magen amas, everybody agrees, the Gemara says. Even Reb Shimon agrees. They say akum a mitami b'magen amas. Ba'ohel is a machlekes and there's a machlekes harishonim how we paskin. So the Mishlei Melech quotes an opinion from some of the Rishonim that if Meisei Akum are not Mitami Ba'ohel, so it's not on the same level as Meisei Yisrael, it's a little lower. So some Rishonim claim that prohibition against it is Mitami B'Magam Masa, but a dead mouse is also Mitami B'Magam. Sheretz is only Mitami B'Magam, and Nivlas Behema is Mitami B'Magam Masa. Let's say you pick up a piece of meat in the A&P. So even if it's wrapped, and there's no maga, but there's still going to be tumas masa. So the din is the kohanim are permitted to pick up a dead mouse. They're permitted. So there is an opinion in the Rishonim that kohanim are permitted to be mitami to meisei akum even the maga and masa because it's not the same as a meis. So not on the same level. That's not the generally accepted opinion. There's a long, long Mishnah Melech in the end of the Rambam in Hilchas Ovel. Rambam has Hilchas Ovel after Hilchas Sanhedrin because the Sanhedrin sometimes has to administer Arba Nisim Beis Din, and so he writes the Dinam of Kvura and the Dinam of Avelis after in Hilchas Ovel after Hilchas Sanhedrin. That's the explanation that the Rambam gives. Couldn't figure out where to put everything else on the Rambam is in order, so he couldn't figure out where to put Hilchas Ovel, so he stuck it after Hilchas Sanhedrin and gives this Shvache explanation why that's in order. So in Hilchas Ovel he quotes the dinim of Kohanim not being allowed to be mitamei lemeisim. Hilchas Naziris he quotes the dinim that a nozer is not permitted to be mitamei lemeisim. In Hilchas Ovel he quotes the dinim for Kohanim. So there's a long Mishlei Melech there. During the lifetime of the Mishlei Melech, that's when they first started to bring the mummies from Egypt to Europe and put them in all the museums. So who was involved in bringing the mummies? The Jews. The Jews always go to make the most money. So this was the latest thing on the horizon, how to make money to bring the mummies. So the question is, whether Meisei Akum Arosa Bano, if you're transporting Meisei Akum, making money on it, the Jews were the ones involved, is that permissible or not? Meisei Arosa Bano, what about Meisei Akum? Then the Shaila was Kohanim. Are Kohanim permitted to be involved in these things? So the Mishlei Melech has a long arichas. The Shaila. There are some locations in New York where they have Goyisha dead bodies. So that's the question. The Brooklyn Museum of something has a mummy in the basement. So a couple of years ago, there was a family of Kohanim where they decided to have a fancy wedding. They were going to have their wedding in this museum. So someone researched it, and it turned out that the place where the mummies are is totally separate from the place where the wedding was going to be. But in each case, you have to figure it out. There is a machlekes in Gemara Nozir between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef regarding the details of the prohibition of the Nozir to be mitamei lemeis, which is identical to the prohibition of the Kohen to be mitamei lemeis. The heterim are not the same. A nozer is only permitted to be mitamei to a meis mitzvah. Like a kohen gadol is only permitted to be mitamei to a meis mitzvah. The kohen hedyot is permitted to be mitamei not only to a meis mitzvah, even to the zayin kraven, the Chumash says. So the heterim are not the same, but the yisurim, when it starts off, the yisurim are the same. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yosef regarding the details of the prohibition of tumas kohen. Let's say a kohen had to participate in a funeral of one of his relatives, one of his Ein Kraven, that day, that Thursday morning. and Thursday afternoon, so when a person becomes Tamei Tumas Meis, in order to become Tohar, he has to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi from Par Aduma water, and then after the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, now he's eligible to go to the mikveh after the Hazor Shvi on the seventh day and become Tohar. So if the Kohen will touch another mace on the same day, he's not really Moisiv Tumal Tumasa, he's going to anyway need the same Hazor Shlishi Shvi. If he touches a mace today, let's say he went to his father's funeral today, and then tomorrow he wants to go to someone else's funeral, so then he's Moisiv Tumal Tumasa because he's prolonging the Hazor Shlishi Shvi. He's going to take an extra day. So that everyone agrees is prohibited. What if it's on the same day? He went to a funeral today, either Behetor or Beisa, it doesn't make a difference. Went to a funeral this morning, became Tommy to a mace this morning, and this afternoon he's going to touch a different mace. So is that called Moisiv Tumal Tumasa? So the Gemara has a machlekes, Rabbi Rav Yosef. So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi had a paskin, a Hilchos Avot. So the Rambam paskins Luchumre. Rambam says, Kozman, the Kohen, let's say, is in the hearse. The Kohen's father, or one of the Zayin Krovim, is being buried, and he's in the car with the mace. His mamish, now he's in contact with the mace. So then if he touches another mace, or if the car comes within Dalet Amis, let's say the car is going in the cemetery. So the Rabban on the mace is not only Metame, but Magamasa, but Ohol, if you mahal directly above the mace, within Dalet Amis, near the mace, the Gemara says, is it, the Rabban is also Metame. So the close man that he's in the car with his mace, so that's at the garment to be Metame to another mace. The Rambam writes like this. This is Shulchan Aruch. People make a mistake. Let's say the Kohen is going to attend the funeral of his relative, but they have two maces in the funeral home. So one is his relative, the other one is a stranger. So it says he's not permitted to go into the funeral home because he knows in advance he's going to go in. He's going to be coming Tomei to both his relative and a non-relative at the same time. But if he goes in because his relative is there, and then they're going to bring in another mace later on, and he's going in the car with his relative, that's Heter, that's a mitzvah. We pass Kamboi Tam as a mitzvah, not only permissible. And then after he's in contact, while he's still in contact with his mace, then they want to bring another mace, and that's Heter Gomer. There's no Mosif Tumal Temosa over there. But if it's on the same day later on, he was in contact with his mace today, and then he stops, and now he wants to go attend the funeral of a different mace, not a relative. So that's a machlekes lahalocha, the Rambam and the Rabbi. So the Rambam paskins that it's oster. It's a question. The Rambam paskins oster because you don't need Moisiv Tumal Temosai? It's not necessary? Or because it is Moisiv Tumal Temosai? That's a question. Maybe there is Hosofas Tumal. The Gemara has a whole discussion there in Nazir about Tumal B'chiburim. That's a mace. We usually refer to a mace as Avi Avais HaTumal. So if I touch the mace and I let go, now I'm an avatumah. So if I touch you, you become a rishon atumah. If I'm touching the mace and simultaneously, while I'm holding on to the mace, or I'm in the car with the mace, while I'm holding on, I touch you, you become an avatumah. You don't become a rishon atumah. So that's called tumah b'chiburim. If I touch the mace and I let go, I become an avatumah. I touch you, you become a rishon. If I'm still holding on to the mace and I touch you, you become an avatumah. That's tumah b'chiburim. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether that's the raisa or the rabbana. So if that's the raisa, then there's room to say that there is Moisiv Tumal Temosa over here. Anyway, so bottom line is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raiva. The Rambam says that it's an Isur, not allowed to be metami to another mace even on the same day, and the Raiva paskins lahokil. So some of the Rishonim say, based on the Raiva, if the Ravid Shita would be accepted, so Bismana said, if a Kohen ever attended a funeral of one of the seven relatives, we don't have any Eifa Paro. So none of the Kohanim have an opportunity to be Matar themselves. No one has an opportunity to be Matar. So if a Kohen was ever Matamil Amaz, he would be permitted to attend any other funeral he wants to, because there is no Moisiv Tumal Temosai, because he's not prolonging the Hazor Shlishi Shvi. We don't have any Eifa Paro Bechlam. That's what the Shilti Giborim on Masechah Shavuos, on the side of the Rif on Masechah Shavuos, quotes this from the Smag. That the Smag says, according to the writer, that Bizman Azeh, that the Eifa Parah is not available. So even if he's going to be, if you hold like the Ravid, so even to be Mitami a later day would not be a violation of Moisiv Tumal Temosa. But we don't really pass on like that. Actually, we don't accept the Shita Sarai.
Wouldn't you say on that the Herod Banabes Mikdash?
Yeah. We don't accept it right. The whole thing is not accepted. It's not right. The Gemara has a machlokes how to read the pasuk lo yitamo. Rabbi Yishmael says lo yitamo is a rishus. The kohen is permitted to attend the funeral of the seven relatives, but he's not obligated to. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. And Rabbi Akiva understands lo yitamo is a chayva. You're obligated to. The Gemara quotes there are three psukim with his machlokes. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, what's a rishus or a chayva? This is one of the three. The other one is for overall of ruach kina v'kina es ishto. The Rabbi Yishmael says it's a rishus. Rabbi Akiva says no, he's obligated. If he thinks that there's something fishy going on, he's mechuyev to warn his wife kina es ishto. He shouldn't just let it go like that. And the third pasuk is liyala mehem tavoydu. If you have an eved kenayni, he doesn't go free b'sheish. He doesn't go free b'yoygo. The Rabbi Yishmael says liyala mehem tavoydu. If you want to, you can keep him forever. You don't have to. You're never obligated to free him. Unless you're knocked out shame behind, then you're obligated to free. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Olamam Tavodah is a chayva, you're not permitted to free the Eved Kenayim. So Tosis and Ramban asked the Kasha, this is on Dav Gimlam and Aleph, and so the three machlekas and I put together. So Tosis asked the Kasha, so according to Rabbi Kiva, you have 616 mitzvahs, Rabbi Shmuel had 613, now it became 616, Rabbi Kiva has 613, so Rabbi Shmuel only has 610. Somebody's going to either be missing three mitzvahs, going to have three mitzvahs extra. The Gemara says that there are only 600, there are Tayyad mitzvahs, only 613 mitzvahs. So Taisus and the Ramban answer, Mistame Rabbi Akiva will delete three of Rabbi Shmuel's mitzvahs. Just like Rabbi Shmuel deleted these three from his list, the three of Rabbi Akiva will delete three of Rabbi Shmuel's list. That's how the Rambam and the Ramban function. They both work on the premise that there are 248 mitzvahs asay, 365 mitzvahs less essay. So the Ramban deletes about 17 or so of the mitzvahs essay and replaces them with others. And the same thing by the less essay. He deletes a whole bunch from the Ramban and replaces them with others. So that's what the Rishonim say over here. This machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel.
Is there an nafkamina
of something? We don't understand. Nobody really came up with a good nafkamina. We're still working on it. We're still working. The Rambam, following the opinion of the Gaonim and the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, passing like the Rambam, Rambam's opinion, Rambam, their opinion is that Avelis Yom Rishon is their Eis. The Rambam passes like the Balei HaTosfos and the Rosh, that even Avelis Yom Rishon is only the Rabbanan. So if you say Avelis Yom Rishon, then there's all the things that one observes during Shiva, Rachmana Litzlan, the one is obligated to observe that at least the first day of Avelis, that's Min HaTorah. So this is, the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in the Mishnah Torah that the source for the mitzvah of Avelus is this mitzvah lo yitamo. The kohen being mitamik to the Zayin Krovim is one of the forms of Nihug Avelus. Also included in this pasuk is this is the source for the principle of Kavod Abrius. The Imam Bracha says on Daf Tov that lo yitamo means that Kavod Abrius is what allows the kohen to be in violation of his din of Tumas Kohanim. Rashi writes that the kohen being metamit to design krovim is hutra. That the prohibition just doesn't apply. The Tosfos Tainus, how can you say hutra? The Gemara says this is the source of the din of Kavod Abrius being deicha. Sometimes, usually Kavod Abrius is deicha din of the Rabbanon, sometimes deicha din of the Raisa. So the source is this pasuk. So you see, it's not hutra, it's the chuyah. Yeah, what is noyis? Yeah, but this pasuk is the tzibur. This is the mitzvah for Rabbeinu. The mitzvah is loy tamiz achayva that the kohen should be metami to design kravim, and this is as one of the aspects of Rabbeinu. And all of the other psukim are not counted as a separate. So all the other psukim are assumed to be details in this mitzvah of loy tam.
They count those as
doras
also, though.
Doesn't the Rambam write the first day? Yeah. The pasuk here happens to be speaking about Kavod HaMeisim, but the Gemara talks about Kavod HaBiyus, Kavod HaChayim. The Rishonim say that Kavod HaChayim is more common than Kavod HaMeisim. A lot of people make a mistake. They only show Kavod HaMeisim, the Mezalzel and Kavod HaChayim. So that's not right. Shitim Kubetzes writes in the second parak in Ksubis that if you have a din of Kavod HaBiyus, like for Meisim, since a Kavod HaChayim, you have a din of Kavod HaBiyus for HaChayim. Shitim Gubetz says a klal, whenever there's a conflict between Kavod HaChayim and Kavod HaMeisim, so Kavod HaChayim takes precedence to Kavod HaMeisim. The Gemara has a brisa there in the second parak in Ksubis. If you have wedding procession is going on a highway with the chasen kala to celebrate. They're going to celebrate. And then you have a funeral procession that's going on another highway, and they bump into each other at a crossroads. So who takes the kedima? Who takes the precedence? So the Gemara says that the Kavod HaChaim takes precedence over the Kavod HaMeisim, the Chasen Kala procession. So the Shittim Kovetzin says that's a cloud. The Kavod HaChaim takes precedence over Kavod HaMeisim. The whole mitzvah Kor HaBrius is all based on the premise that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe that God created man B'Tzelem Elokim. So you have to show Kavod to every person, because they're all created with Tzelem Elokim. It's indirectly a way of showing kavod to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you don't believe in Tzelem Elokim, then there's no, it doesn't make sense to show kavod HaBrius. Kavod HaChaim is more chomer than kavod HaMeisim. There is a, the din is Meis on Yom Tov Rishon, Yisaska Bo Amimim. The Jews are not permitted to do malachas on Yom Tov Rishon. In order to do the Kura Nesan Yom Tov Sheni is only the Rabbanon, even on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, but it's a Kedusha Achas. Second day Rosh Hashanah is Mochomer than second day Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, but still for Kvuras Ameis, so Yisaska Bo Yisrael. So the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Kvuras Ameis on Yom Tov quotes a major Machlekes HaRishonim regarding Meis beyond the Frishon. You don't permit the Jews to do Melocha Deraisa. What about to do Melocha Derabbanon? Maybe the malachas the Rabbanon are permitted because of Kavod HaBrius. It's more bekavodik that the Jews should be metapolin. Jewish Chevra Kadisha should be metapolin in the Kvuras HaMeis. So maybe it's permissible for the Jews to do those malachas that would only be the Rabbanon. Let's say to nail, put nails into a casket in order to create a casket that's makabapatu shabonin. That's a malacha deraisa. They make a casket, so that you wouldn't do. But what about, let's say, tilta muktzah, to do the tahara, to wash the mace? So maybe all the din of the Rabbana would be mutter. So this was a big machlekes in the days of the Rishonim. After the Ramban passed away, so a lot of the Talmid Rabban, I think the Rashba probably said shiurim. So the classmates of the Rashba weren't going to be kofof to him. So they weren't going to learn by him. We all learned at the same time. So they decided that the grass is greener on the other side. So they went to Provence to learn by the Rishonim over there. So when they traveled to Provence, they had different shittas there, different minhagim. So there was a big world war broke out that they were fighting with each other about all the dinim and all the minhagim. So the Meiri, who lived in Provence, wrote a whole sefer that's entitled Mogen Ovis, to defend the minhag avosav, that what they do in Provence is not so bad. So he has one of the issues is about saying Kel Melech Neman before you say Kriyashma. Are you supposed to say? Not supposed to say? Is it a hepsik? And one of the issues is when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, when do you say? Do you say Havdalah? When do you say Havdalah? Say Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon after Plag HaMincha? Do you say Havdalah on Sunday night? Do you not say Havdalah? Different opinions in Rishonim. And one of the issues was this. Yeah, it was around, I forgot already. Around 20 issues, I forgot about how many machlekes they had. Another issue was what they say ha'eitz on dessert that you eat at the end of the meal. Is it called dvar mabay machmas hasuda or not? Whole bunch of machlekes. One of them was when you have a kvura, the yom tov rishon. So do you say that kavod hamesim is not as chomer as kavod achaim? Maybe the din that kavod abrius is derech dinim derabbanon is only kavod achaim. Maybe kavod hamesim is not derech dinim derabbanon. So the Mishnah Brura quotes this whole machlokes, and he says that different communities in Europe had different practices.
Why is it done by Yom Tov and not by Shabbos also?
Why shouldn't we commit Vuras Hameis on Shabbos Ayidei Amamim?
No, not
Ayidei
Amamim. Once we're not going to do Ayidei Amamim because it's Gizal, so then we also want to do the Rabbanon.
The Rabbanon, yeah. The Rishonim talk about that. Why is Shabbos different from Yom Tov? Why don't we permit a kvura on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur or Yidei Nachrim? We don't. So the Rishonim talk about it. The Rambam has a unique opinion there in Hilchos Sabbath. He claims that this mitzvah lo yitamo, mitzvah to be mitame to the meis. The Gemara in Zvachim around Daf Kuf writes that this machlekes Rabbi Kiri Rabbi Shmuel existed before they were born. Bisman Bayesheni, there was such a machlokes in the Beis Hamikdash. a woman died, the wife of a kohen died, and the kohen didn't want to be metame to her. He understood leitame means it's a rishus, but you're not obligated to. The Gemara records that they forced him to be metame to his wife, because the psak was before Rabbi Kiva was born. This machlekes was oizgen paskant already, that leitame was a chayva. The machlekes repeated itself in a couple of generations. So the psak always turned out that it's leitame is a chayva. So the Rambam has a unique opinion on Loyitami. Says that the obligation to be mitami lemeis only makes sense by zichri kuhuna, who are prohibited, normally prohibited from being mitami lemeisim. So now if he'll be mitami to the zayin kraven, this will show something. He's mechala lekdushas kuhuna, the kovet ameis. It does say it's kovet ameis. But if it's a woman, even a baskain who's not muzara latuma, it'll be a levi or Yisrael. So being metamei lemeisim is neither here nor there. So the Rambam claims that he's not mechuyev to be metamei to the meisim. The Raibit is masig on the Rambam. The Raibit claims he has a right from the Gemara that he thinks that the obligation lo yitama mechuyev to be metamei to the meis even applies to non zichri kohuna. In Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam paskins that lo yitama the chiyev to be the heter to be metamei is only by way of participating in the funeral, at a kavod ameis, to participate in the kavura. Let's say someone died on Shabbos, and the kohen is there. It's one of the relatives of the kohen. So we don't do a kavura on Shabbos. So the Ramah Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, based on the Tosfos, the first parak of Misochim, that since we don't do a kavura on Shabbos, then there is no heter. The heter lo yitama, or the chiyuv lo yitama, however you read it, only applies when you can say that he's being a tamid ameis. It's part of the kvura. But on Shabbos you don't do a kvura, so it's not permissible for the kohen to be metamei lemeis. Torah gives a list of the prohibited marriages for the kohen. The chidor was a Sfardi whose name was Chaim Yosef David Azulai. So he writes in his sefer, he wrote many, many, many svarim. You need a whole bookcase for all of this. So he writes in his sefer Shem Agdolim that people claim, his name is Azulai, so people claim that Azulai family are Kohanim, because Azulai is a Rashi Tevis, Isha Zayna V'chalol Lo Yikov. So he says, it's not true, I'm not a Kohen. People say that the Azulai is a non-Jewish family name from the Sephardic communities. The non-Jewish families have the name Azulai. It has nothing to do with Kohan. The family name, sure. One of the prohibited marriages is a Zona. So what exactly is a Zona? So the Gemara has different opinions. So one opinion is the Tana Rabbi Lozer is of the opinion that upon Habol HaPenuya Asa Zaino. If a girl was mezana with a Jewish boy, even once, b'mikre, so that's called a Zaino. So that opinion is not really accepted. We don't pass like Rabbi Loza. But then what is included in a Zaino? So the Rambam quotes from based on the Gemara that a Nochris, no one's allowed to marry a Nochris, okay. Because he marries a Nochris, not only is it a violation of intermarriage, it's a violation of Yisa Zaino, or a Giyoris. A non-Jewish woman who converted is also included in Zayin. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raita, the Hilchos Isuri Bia, whether the kohen who lives with the Giyoris is in violation of the full Isur, and there's Mamish Malkus, the Rambam says there's Malkus, and the Raita thinks that it's not Malkus. It's an Isur Zayin, but it's not the, it's like a Chatzishir of Zayin. It's not the full prohibition of Zayin. But the Giyoris is included in the Isur of Zayin. The Gemara has a machlokes Satanaim. What if the Giyoris was in Zgaira? Someone adopted, a family adopted a little baby girl, and she was brought up as a Jewish child from way before the age of 3. So before the age of 3, so for sure she was not nivul ala akum. That's out of the question. So one tana is of the opinion that a giyoris is only a sarula kuna, and she was nizgaira after the age of 3. So since there was a possibility that nivul ala akum, even if he loved about those, that it didn't happen, but since there was a possibility, so that's why we label them as a Zayna. That opinion is not accepted. We pass on aloha that even a Giyarish and his Gaira Pchus and Ibrash HaLashonav Yamechot is still Asur Lekun. So you look on the page in Ebenezer, the beginning of Ebenezer, they have the whole simon dealing with the Yisuri Kehuna, Zayna, Grusha, Chalola, and so on, Giyuris. So there are some Achreinim who are of the opinion that the Giyuris, Shaloi Nivala B'Nochri B'Nochri Yusa, is only Asura L'Kehuna Midirabbanan. So different Achreinim present it differently. Some claim that the Roiv, the majority of the Achreinim hold like that. The Pashtus says that that's not so. The Pashtus in the Gemara, the Pashtus in most of the Poskim is, that a Giyurish and his Kairah Klusim Bashal Shalom Yamechad is an Issa Deraisa, not an Issa Derabbanan. But there was such a minority opinion that it's only an Issa Derabbanan. So then there was a big machloikis regarding Kohanim Bizman Hazeh. The Pasuk says in Ezra, the Sefer Ezra, when they came back and they rebuilt the second base on Mikdush and they were Makar Karbonis, Ezra insisted he would only permit Kohanim Miyuchasim to be Makar Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen who could prove conclusively with evidence that he's not a Cholo. But if just to have Kohanim Chazakeh, it was assumed that I'm a Kohen, it was assumed my father's a Kohen, but we don't know 100% Bavada, it's just Kohanim Chazakeh. So Kohanim Chazakeh were not permitted to be Makar Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So many Achreinim used to assume years ago that Kohanim Chazakeh are only Suffolk Kohanim. That's why we don't permit them to be Makar in Beis HaMikdash. Kohanim Yuchasim Avad Kohanim. Kohanim Chazakeh are Suffolk Kohanim. So, if and this man is there, almost all the Kohanim are just Kohanim Chazakeh. So some of the Achreinim came up with such an Einfal, with such a Kula, that if a Giyurish and his Gaira Ptusim Baal Shal Roshonim Yamechad is only an Issa Derabbanan, and the Kohanim is man is there only Kohanim Chazakeh, it's only Suffolk Kohanim, so it's a Suffolk Derabbanan Lekula. The Gemara has something. The Gemara doesn't talk about Suffolk. The Gemara talks about a case that a Kohen is going to marry a Suffolk Chalutza. Chalutza is only Asura Midirabbanan. Grusha is also Minatora, and Chalutza is only Asura Midirabbanan. And then Grusha is going to be a Cholom Minatora. Ben Chalutza is going to be a Cholom Midirabbanan. So how do you deal with the Ben Chalutza? How do you deal with the Ben Chalutza? You can't give him the first Aliyah Midirabbanan, he's a Cholom. They can't give him Shlishi min HaTorah, he's a Kohen. Gotta give him Hag Ben Glila. Gotta give him Achrein or something.
What exactly is the translation of the word Zona in Nafshabet? When Yeshua says that the Rarata, they go to Beish Yishu Zona. There just means just like an Indian person, probably a guy.
That's a question. Whether Zayna means she was a prostitute, Pasha Pshat means that she was a prostitute. And the Malbim explains, why do they go to a prostitute? Because the prostitutes deal in business with everybody, so they know all the secrets from all the governments. Because they have customers, they have clients from all the embassies. So if you want to find out the secrets, military secrets, just go to a prostitute. That's the Pasha Pshat. Now Rashi quotes another Pshat, the Medrash has two Pshat, the Maloshim Mizainas. She used to sell mezainah. She was an innkeeper. No, but over here it doesn't mean an innkeeper. Over here it obviously means a zayna.
It means a gun. It means a gun here. According to the second
Rashi,
she
means
she's a gun.
No, meloshim mezainas. Isha zayna, rocha bazayna means that she was in the food industry. That she sold mezainas. It doesn't mean the word mezainah doesn't mean a guy. The Chachamim had a tradition based on Pesukim in Yecheskel that the Isha Zayna not only relates, not only applies to a woman who's Nivala L'Pasala, that's the real Zayna, even includes a non-Jew or a Giyuris. But the Pasha Pshat Zayna means Nivala L'Pasala, that's a Pasuk later. Vaskoin Kisili Ish Zar, Hibichumas HaKadoshim Loi Soichom. It's over here coming up somewhere. The Vaskoin Kisili Ish Zar, so the simple Pshat of the Pasuk, Vaskoin, a Kohenis is permitted to eat Chuma. If she marries a Yisrael or a Levi, then she's no longer permitted to eat Truma. Vaskoin Kisiyah. Kisiyah means Havaya. Kisiyah Yen Liyash Dein Oshim. In Kisiyah Liyash Zar, if she marries a non-Kohen, he b'Trumas HaKadosh Masechu, she's not allowed to eat Truma. If the husband divorces her or the husband dies, then v'shavu beis aviyah k'nirem alechem aviyah techel, then she's allowed it. When she's no longer married to the non-Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says an additional level of interpretation. The Bas Kohen can see the Ishzar if she'll be Nivela the Ishzar. She'll be Nivela to Achol, La Mamzer, and Ebed, and Akum, or Nivela to her brother, Nivela to her father, Nivela to the Chayvi Krisis. So then she becomes a Zaina. So the Pasha Pshat Isha Zaina is Nivela the Pasala. And then also included is a Giyoris. So the Gemara has such a thing in the middle of Yevamos. The Gemara says that Chalutz is only Asura Midirabbanan. Grusha is Asur Mehatar Chalutza is only Asur Mehatar. So the Gemara has, if a Kohen already, by mistake, a Kohen married a girl who's a Safik Chalutza, so the Yevet, you say him, this is late Eitze, because Safik the Rabbana Lekula. The Gemara doesn't permit it Lachatchila. We wouldn't say a Kohen is permitted Lachatchila to marry a Safik Chalutza, because Safik the Rabbana Lekula. There are so many other girls in the world. Why should you marry Dafke a Safik Chalutza? The Gemara said, but yeah, but if a Kohen did marry, by mistake, he married a Safik Chalutza, so but yeah, but and this is late Eitze, because Sveika the Rabbana Lekula. That's what some wanted to say, that Kohanim is Manazeh should be permitted to marry a Gioris, should his Gare Prusin and Bashal Shalom Yamecha, because the Kohanim is Manazeh, a Kohani Chazok, they're only Safik Kohanim, and the Gioris and his Gare Prusin and Bashal Shalom Yamecha is only any, so the Rabbanon, the Safik, the Rabbanon Lukum. So the whole thing is not correct. The Pashtus is that his Gare Prusin and Bashal Shalom Yamecha is not an Issa the Rabbanon, it's an Issa the Raisa. And the Pashtus says the other thing is also not correct. The Kohani Chazaka are not considered Safik Kohanim until the days of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, the major Poskim wrote like that. The old Achrayim, the Shev Yankiv, the Shvus Yankiv, the Avodah Zagirshuni, all the Swarm that nobody looks into today. They all wrote like that. If you look in the Pischi Shuli, he quotes all of that. And then Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he had this dream. We should go build up the Beis Hamikdash. He didn't know that there's a mask there, there's nothing to discuss. So he encouraged the Gevirim, they should put up money, we should build the Beis Hamikdash, we'll be Makru Karbonis, and we're going to solve all the problems. So he wrote a whole Sefer Drishas Tzion, how he solved all the problems. So one of the problems was, you have to have Kohanim Yochasim, to be Makru Karbonis. So he writes a Chiddush in the Sefer, that requirement, what it says in Sefer Ezra, that we require Kohanim Yuchasim, and it says in Sefer Ezra, they were Kohanim Bikshu Ksavim HaMasyachsim V'lo Motzo'u. They were searching for a Ksav Yichas to demonstrate that they're Kohanim Yuchasim, and they didn't find. The Nego'alu Min HaKuhuna, they were rejected from the Kuhuna, they weren't permitted to be Makar Karbonis. But Tzvir Shkalashe writes a Chiddush that that's only a Chumr Mid Rabbanah that was invented by Ezra. The Chumrah was only instituted Hechad Efsher, if you can run the Beis HaMikdash without them, Tov. But Bizman Hazeh, if we will succeed in building a Beis HaMikdash, at a very exciting project, we should build a Beis HaMikdash. So we won't be able to be Makar Karbonis if you're only going to insist on Kohanim Yuchasim, there aren't enough around to run the Beis HaMikdash. So then the Din DeRabbanan doesn't apply. If it's a Yapshe bin Yanacher, the whole Din DeRabbanan doesn't apply. So he sent his whole countries, the Drisha Sin, he sent it to his Rebbe, Rebbe Kebega, who was still alive. Rebbe Kebega was masking with everything. He's all gung-ho, build the Beis HaMikdash, and Makar Karbonis, he goes for it. Kebega sent it to his son-in-law, that some said he's also masking. They have all the letters, everybody was masking. So since the days of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, it's assumed not like the original post, it's assumed like he said, Kohanim Chazaka, Avadei Kohanim, they're not Safik Kohanim. And the fact that we don't permit them to be Makar Karbonis, that's only a Chumrah Midirabbanan. And the Mele, even if it would have been true that a Giyorish and his Gaira, Chusim and Bashal Hashanah Yemechad, is only the Rabbanan, it wouldn't be a Safik the Rabbanan Lekula. It's Avadei, he said the Rabbanan, the Kohanim Chazaka, Avadei Kohanim. And in fact, they talk about the Kohen gene. And it came out that the overwhelming majority of the Kohanim today have the Kohen gene. And it's a gene, it's in a genetic makeup in the DNA that goes benach benach ben. There are some genes that go basach habas. The Jewish gene goes basach habas habas. And the Kohen gene goes benach ben. And it's very prevalent by all the Kohanim. So we see that the Kohanim Chazake are Vade Kohanim. They're not considered Safik Kohanim. It is Oizgal. People doing this all the time. Someone just called me yesterday that his niece adopted a baby 20 years ago. Now the baby girl fell in love with a kohen. And she's not so religious. He's not so religious. So the kohen is from Eretz Yisrael, from Eilat. They called his rabbi, the rabbi to paskin that it's okay. That's what he says. His rabbi said he's allowed to marry the Giyoris. So it's against the halacha. It's not so.
The
Kohen is not permitted to marry a Grusha. There's nothing to discuss. Not allowed to marry a Grusha. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes a Chumrah from the Rashbah, from the Chuvas HaRashbah. that there's a din of re'ah haget, that even if the woman is not a real grusha, even if the get was only given the chumre, that that's called re'ah haget. So the Rambam quotes that. The Rabbi Yosef Kara didn't accept that Rambam. So Rabbi Avadya paskens for the Sfardin like the Mechaber. That's reasonable. He paskens for the Sfardin. But Rabbi Avadya is taking the Nekama from the Ashkenazic rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. So because for many years, in the beginning, the first 30 years after the Medina was established, the Ashkenazic rabbis were forcing Ashkenazi Psak on the Sfardim. So now he's taking the Nekama from them, and he's forcing Sfardi Psak on the Ashkenazi. Some fellow wrote a whole book, Mimoran Advaran, and this is part of what he writes in the book. And Rabbi Avadya writes, he read the whole book and it's all correct. It's an embarrassment. That's what he writes in the book, and he agrees that that's what he's doing. Unbelievable. So he will paskin for Ashkenazim also. That's not right. The Ashkenazic rabbis did wrong by forcing Ashkenazi Psak on the Sfardim. And the Sfardim will be doing wrong if they'll do that, that they'll give Ashkenazi Sfardi Psak for Ashkenazi. So the Ramo quotes this Tshuvas HaRashba, that a woman who was Nizgarsha L'chumre, Mikra Din, she really didn't need a get. Let's say she was only civilly married. So we're machmet to require a get. And if you just can't get a get, so the overwhelming majority of the poskim say, we would permit her to remarry without a get. So that's a get that would only give him a chumra. Ramo quotes this Rashba. So Rabbi Tzala Petterburger has a tshuva in his Sefer Pri Yitzchok, where he researches the whole topic, and he says the whole thing is a mistake. The Rashba never said it. There is no such Rashba. That's the beginning of the tshuva. At the end, he backs out, and the Rashba and the Gemara says the fair is not so. He says the whole thing is a mistake. But the Ramah quotes it Allah HaMaisa. So he says, we can't go against the Ramah, we leave the Chumr. He's Mekel, Rabbi Tzala Petterburger is Mekel. In this is Leiteitze. What if a Koyin already married a woman who was given a get the Chumr? So the Beishmuel on the side of Devin Ezek quotes from the Bach that even the evidence this is Teitze because it's a Reach HaGet. So Rabbi Tzala Petterburger writes in his Sefer that he'll accept the Achrayas on his shoulders. That the Yevin and this is Leitetz. Okay? And this is Leitetz. Sometimes you have a couple, a Kohen married a woman who was previously married, and she got a get, and then they're not religious people. And then after years they become observant, and then they have many children, and then they find out that he wasn't supposed to marry her because the get was given Luchum. The first marriage was by a Reform rabbi, and there were no kosher Eidim, the whole thing was nothing. The get was given the chumrah. So that's not b'di yevid. He's already married with the woman with a few children, so you don't have to tell him to go get divorced. So b'di yevid, you can rely on Rabbi Tzala Petterburger. But l'chatchila, the taka machmer for that, Ashkenazim ha-machmer, that the get that was given the chumrah is considered a re'ach get, and it's not proper that she should marry a kohen.
What if they find it was kiddushei talis, and she's not considered a grusha?
Kedusha Torah said, let them not require a get.
Right.
But l'chatchila, if you are going to require a get, l'chatchila, so then by Ashkenazim, the machme for this chumra of the Ramah, but that's called the Re'ach HaGet. A get that was given the chumra is called the Re'ach HaGet. A woman who lived with a nochri is nivala apostle psala. So that's for sure included in Zaino. That's how the Gemara says the additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. Bas koyin ki sihe liyish zar. If she'll be nivul al apasala, he be chumas hakadosh la sechel. She's not allowed to chumah because she becomes a zayna. That's called a zayna. Someone was once telling me a whole story. There was a woman who was married for years, and then she got divorced, and the husband gave a get, and then the Rabbanim or Masada Kiddushin, they allowed the woman to marry a kohen. How can it be? Echa Timtza, really, how can it be? So I said, it's impossible. He says, no, the answer was, they found out that it was a mistake, that the first husband was a goy. So they were never married, and the whole get was all the mistakes. I said, no, but it's nivelol possible. We never heard of it. It's not correct. It couldn't be that Fashar Rabbanim and Masada Kiddushin, that's a mistake. If a woman is living with a guy, she's nivala l'pasla psal. That's also called a zayna. What if a woman is mezana indiscriminately? Not indiscriminately. She's very discriminating. She's only mezana with Jews. Every week she has another boyfriend. She's mezana with different people. Is that included in zayna? So that's a machloikis satanoim in the Gemara Yevamos. And that's a machloikis harishayim. So So the Shulchan Aruch has adopted the position of the Rambam that Pane Habal Apnuya Shalom the Shem Mishus Lo Asa Zayna, and even if every week she has a different boyfriend, it's also Lo Asa Zayna. And the Beis Shmuel on the side of the Shulchan Aruch quotes other Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam. Some of the Rishonim paskin that if the girl's mezana every week with someone else, they're all Jewish boys, that's also called Zayna. Zayna Kepshuta, she mezana every week with someone else. So that's, we hold Meikar Adin is really Mutter, that's not called a Zayna. But a Ben Torah, who's a Kohen, should be Machmer, not Machmer, can find himself another girl.
Does that have anything to do with
No. No. Then Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva, so he says, what if the girl, every year in college she has a different boyfriend? All the boyfriends are Jewish, so for 1 year she is mezana with this boy. Next year she's mezana with another boy. So that's not the same as every week being mezana with another boy. So that's only like Pana Habo'al Afnuya, so that be paskin, that's not called a zayin. But if every week someone else, so that's a big machlok, so we shine him out of paskin. So the Mechaber says mutter, and Mikra Din is mutter, and the Beis Shmuel recommends one should be a Ben Torah, should be machmer, because there are other Rishonim who paskin otherwise. The Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of Kiddushin, talks about the issue of Einis Rechal Alisa. Let's say a Kohen marries a woman who's a Grusha, Zayna Halala, she's everything. She's all of the above. She's an Amon and a Grusha. A Kohen head yet is permitted to marry Almana. Kangodal is not allowed to marry Almana. So when do you say Yisra Halalisa and when do you say Einis Rechal Alisa? So the Gemara says, there's a pasuk here by the Kain Gavol, pasuk Yud Dalet, beginning of Parshas Amor. Almana ugrusha b'chalala zayna eseyla lo yikach ki mesula miyam av yikach isha. So the Gemara says, the pasuk has the four listed in the correct order, that if you have, first the girl was married, she became an almana. Then she married a second man, and she became a grusha. Then she became a halala, then she became a zayna. So if it's in the order that the Chumash has it in Pasuk Yudalet, then it's Yisachal Alisa. And if it's out of order, then it's Ein Yisachal Alisa. Why Manish Tana? So the Gemara gives you a whole explanation, the end of Kiddushin. If the girl becomes first an almana from the first husband, she's only Asura L'Kain Gadol. She marries a second husband, and the husband divorces her. So I say the Yisra Grusha is Chal on top of the Yisra Almana, even for a Kain Gadol, because it's an Iser Koilo. It's an Iser, not Koilo, it's an Iser Moisev. The second Iser, Grusha, is Chalan, is relevant to all the Kohanim. The first Iser Almanim is only relevant to a Kohen Gadol. And the second Iser, Asas are to all Kohanim. So that's called an Iser Moisev. So the Iser Moisev is Iser Chalalisa. Even if a Kohen Gadol will marry this Almana Grusha, he'll be like it twice. Then after she became a Grusha, then she becomes a Chalala. So a grusha. Let's say if a bas kohen is a grusha, she's permitted to eat truma. If a bas kohen becomes a halala, then she's not permitted to eat truma. So if the girl is first an almana, then a grusha, then she becomes a halala. That's also called an isa moisif, because the isa halala is not only asur to marry kohen, she's asur to eat truma. So the isa halala is chal on top of the isa almana grusha. That's an isa moisif. Then the Gemara says zayna is also an Issa Moisev. Why? Zayna is only Asura LeKahuna and Asura Betruma. She already has all of the above. Once she became a Grusha, she's Asura to other Kohanim. Once she became a Halala, so she becomes Asura LeEchol Betruma. So what's added when she becomes a Zayna? Nothing is added. So the Gemara has an interesting explanation. The Gemara says, no. The prohibition that a man is not allowed to live with his wife, Ishta Soto, is related to the Issa of a Zayna LeKahuna. But since Israel, there's an Issa Saito the Israel, so the Issa Zaina Lakayan is also called an Issa Maisif. So if the four Isur Machal in the order that they appear in Pasuk Yudalit, then the Gemara says we will pass on the Issa Chalalisa, because each one is an Issa Maisif. It's a very interesting din what the Gemara says, that the Issa Saito Labaila is related to the Issa Zaina Lakayan. The Gemara has this halacha lemaisa based on it. The next parsha talks about Bali Mumin. A claim is the Bal Mum has a full Kedushas Kuna. He's just not permitted to be Makar of Karbanas, but he's even permitted to eat Kachi Kachim. It's lechem alakov. Lechem alakov mekatshe akadoshim. Men akadoshim yechva. He's permitted to eat katshe katshim. He is a bona fide kohen, but he's not allowed to be makar kavana. So let's say the kohen who is a balmum is not permitted to be metame the mason. He's not permitted to marry a grusha because he's a full status of a kohen. A cholol. Cholol means emptied out. Chalal. Cholol means empty. A cholol means he's emptied out from kedushas kohen. Well, a kohen is a cholol. Is permitted to marry a grusha. Is permitted to be metame the mason. He's simply not a kohen at all. A cholol can get the first aliyah. A balmum, strictly speaking, can get the first aliyah. Balmum can get the first aliyah. Rabbi Chaim Balazan writes, what's called Chil Hashem? Rabbi Shulman spoke last night about Chil Hashem. The pasuk says, "V'nigdash de'besof b'nei Yisrael." There's a mitzvah, Kiddush Hashem, and there's a mitzvah, Chil Hashem. So Rabbi Chaim Balazan writes in the Nefesh HaChaim, that we believe that the Shechina is all over. Malach al Oretz Kevodo. Shechina is all over. When a person does an Avera, so the Rabbanu Shalom says, the Gemara has an expression, Ein ani behu yechodem lodur b'kfi fachas. I don't want to be with him. He's doing Averis. He's chasing me away. I don't want to be there. So the Shechina, in a certain sense, is mistalik from that place. So that's called the Chilul Hashem. Whenever a person does an Avera, that's called the Chilul Hashem. The Gemara says, Kamakam sheish Chilul Hashem, in Cholten Kovid L'Rav, means that, let's say, a Rav made a mistake in Psak, and the Balabatim are going to eat the food that's treif, or the Balabatim are going to marry a girl who's Asura L'Kuna, or something like that. You're going to do an Aver based on what the Rabbi said. So there's no din of Kvod HaRav that you just leave it the way it is. Whenever someone's going to be doing an Aver, Chil Hashem doesn't mean it's absolute scandal, Hashanda. It just means an Aver is being committed. In Cholkin Kovel Rav, there's no din of Kav. So what is, why is it called Chil Hashem? Chil Hashem means whenever a person, Rav Chaim Balazan writes, whenever a person does an Aver, even Bitsina, the Shechina runs away from there. So that's what it means. Don't make an empty vacuum. Don't cause the Shechina to be mistalei. The Loisachalu, Hashem Kodshi, the person does an Aver, so his Garm the Shechina should go away from that location. So now the Pesukim can continue with the Dinim of Achilas Truma. Truma may only be eaten by Kohanim. Non-Kohanim are not permitted to eat Truma, and there's a Misa B'dei Shammai. And if a non-Kohen eats Truma B'shoigeg, B'meizid, there's Misa B'dei Shammai. If a non-Kohen eats Truma B'shoigeg, so the Pasuk says, Ish Gerchel Kodesh B'shgoga. If he eats B'meizid, so you don't have any kapor. If he eats B'shoigeg, so he has to give Ker M'chaymesh, V'yasu V'chamishiso Olav, and V'nasan La'Kohen Es HaKodesh. And he gives the Kerem V'chaimish to the Kohen. Why is it called Es HaKodesh? V'nasan La'Kohen Es HaKodesh. So the Gemara, the Mishnais understand, Mishnais and Trumas understand from this expression that the Tashlum in Nasan Truma, that you can't pay back, you don't make out a check, you don't pay in cash. If you ate potatoes of Truma, then you have to pay back in potatoes of Truma. If you ate the bread of Truma, you ate Chitim, so you should give back Chitim of Truma, and when you, the Kerem V'chaimish, and when you give it to the Kohen, the Tashlum and the Pachim Lios Truma, that becomes Truma. Now, if a non-Kohen will eat that b'shegig, you'll have all over again. Nisim de Shamayim b'meizid, and if someone will eat the b'shegig, you'll have to give Ker Mechaymish, because of Tashlum and Nas and Truma. Avnei Neza has an interesting diun, I think with one of his grandchildren, sent them a shtikul Torah. It's in the end of Chelek Chosh Mishpat. He has miscellaneous letters on miscellaneous topics, Kola Tarakula. So he has a pilpul. We were talking the other day about Bikurim. Bikurim is a hybrid between Kedushas Maisa Sheni and Kedushas Truma. The Mishnah says in Me'ilah that there are four things that have identical Shem Echad, have a Shem of Truma. You have Truma, Trumas Maiser, Chala, and Bikurim. So if a non-Kohen will eat B'mezer, a quarter of a Kazayis of Truma, a quarter of a Kazayis of Chal, a quarter of a Kazayis of Bikurim, a quarter of a Kazayis of Maisa, and a Maisa, he'll be loike because he ate a Kazayis of Truma. It's all Shem Echor. If a person will eat a Chatzi Zayis of Basa B'cholav and a Chatzi Zayis of Nadela, he won't be loike. A Chatzi Zayis of Basa B'cholav and a Chatzi Zayis of Bigel, it's not mitzdarfim. Yisurim are not mitzdarfim Zemzeh to get Malkus. Only if it's Shem Echor. So the Mishnah says, Me'ilah, this is called Shem Echor. So on the one hand, the Bikurim says Beferish and the Mishnah has a Shem Truma. It's all Shem Echel Truma. On the other hand, it has the properties like Maisa Sheni. You can only eat the Bikurim in Yerushalayim. Maisa Sheni can be eaten by non-Kohanim, but it only has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the Bikurim has both. So the question is, if a Zar Shachal Bikurim B'Shoigeg has to give Kerem HaChaimish and Tashlum in Asim Truma, Does the tashlomin convert to become bikurim? It has to be eaten by Kohanim in Yerushalayim? Or no? Tashlomin nepachim liyas truma. It can be eaten anywhere. It doesn't have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The din of tashlomin nasim kodesh is only din in truma. The truma aspect of the bikurim, and not the ma'aser sheni aspect of the bikurim. So the Avnei Nezer pilfers with his grandson back and forth about this. I don't remember. I don't think he has any rayas from the Gemara. It's possible to say that it's only nas and chum, it's not nas and ma'aser sheni. So the psukim have the dinim of achilas truma, that non-kohanim are not permitted to eat truma, and even a kohen is not permitted to eat truma in a state of tumah, and even if he's toivel from the tumah, he's not permitted to eat truma until he have Hayrav Shemesh, Avah Shemesh v'Tahir, V'acha Yochel Min HaKadoshim. After Hayrav Shemesh, then he's permitted to eat the Truma. Kol Zman is in Tvul Yom, he's not permitted to eat Truma. Interesting question. Maybe it's the same Issa, maybe it already is there. Let's say there is a machlek. Sometimes I hold Issa chal al Issa. So let's say a woman hasn't gone to mikveh in 10 months. Every month she became a nida. So if someone is a gvola, is going to be like it 10 times. No, it's not 10 times nida. There are 10 reasons why she's a nida, but nida is the same Issa. Even if you hold Issa chal al Issa, it's a different Issa B can be chal al Issa A. But Issa A can't be chal on top of Issa A, can't be chal on top. It's the same Issa. See, why don't know over here? Maybe Soito is a Shem Echod with the Zaina. Maybe even if you hold Issa Chal on Issa, it can't be Chal, because the same is interesting Shaila. I don't know. After Chazal Shas again. After Chazal Shas again. To look. Keep our eyes open this time. To find out. Rashi in one place on the Gemara, in his Pirish on the Gemara, writes that the Din Deraisa of Tvul Yom only applies if a kohen is in Tvul Yom, he's not permitted to eat truma. But if a tamei at Tvul Yom touches truma, that he passes it, the Rashi writes in one place that that's only a chumra midirabon. Rashi in the other place in the Gemara, there's one Rashi in Soita and one Rashi in Chulin. I forgot which Rashi is which. So in the other place, Rashi writes explicitly that that's not correct, because we have the Ferish of Psukim and Chumash. We had already earlier on Chumash in Vayikra, that if you have a kli which is tamei, it says you toivel the kli in the mikveh, ovah shemesh v'tahir, that the kli needs harav shemesh. So what does the kli need harav shemesh? Well, the kli is going to eat truma. The kli can't eat truma. It's not a person. I mean, you need harav shemesh before you put truma into the kli. Because it's a definition possible that a kli that's a tvul yom passes truma. So a person is a tami tvul yom who touches the truma also passes the truma. The din of tvul yom is not only that a tvul yom is tami that is not permitted to eat truma. A tvul yom is tami and is mutami truma. He passes the truma. So that's a definition possible. Gavur hashemesh v'tahir. Rav Zevin used to write book reviews for Hatzofet, for the Mizrahi newspaper in Eretz Yisrael. So whenever a sefer came out, he used to write a review. So he wasn't embarrassed. A lot of times he would write, the book is not good. He made a lot of mistakes. It's for him. Right? It's against the Mishnah, against the Gemara. So one of the book reviews, he writes, someone wrote a sefer and he came up with a chiddush on the din of Har Shemesh. That's a person became Tomei, and he could have gone to mikvah last week. He didn't have a chance, he goes to mikveh today. So this author of the Sefer writes, he doesn't have to wait Harav Shemesh. He already had his Harav Shemesh last week. The last 7 days, he already had Harav Shemesh. Rav Zevin writes, it's against Dofen and Mishnais. The Sefer is wrong. He writes a lot of times like that. He writes, what they wrote is against Gemaris, what they wrote is against Achreinim. It says it in Achreinim, the Ktzai says it, he forgot the Ktzai. Anyway, but this one is in the Ferish of Pasuk. The Pasuk permits an Evet Kanainish or Koyin to eat Truma. A non-Koyin is not permitted to eat Truma. Toysh of Koyin Mistach or Yachal Kodesh. Toysh of Mistach refers to Evet Ivri. Evet Ivri or Koyin is not allowed to eat Truma. The next Pasuk, Yer Aleph says, Koyin ki ikne nefesh kin yon kaspo. If he buys an Evet Kanaini, who Yachal boy? If I own the Shivcha Knainis and she gives birth to a baby, that's a Yilid Bias on Evet Knaini, whether a Miknas Kesav or Yilid Bias, And every Knaini is Echad B'Tshuma. So this is a question. This is one difference between an Eved Ivri and an Eved Knaini. Another difference in Halacha is that the Eved Ivri can become a Mun on a Korban Pesach on his own. He's a free agent to choose whomever he wants to eat Korban Pesach with, as opposed to Eved Knaini. The Gemara says that Eved Knaini cannot become a Mun on anybody's Korban Pesach without authorization from his Odom. So the Tosfos and Yevamos, the fine on the base, understand. The Gemara brings out these two distinctions between Eved Ivri and Eved Knaini. So Tosfos understands what it means is that on an Eved Knaini, not only do you have a Kinyan Mammon, I own the Eved Knaini Kishori Vachamori, I have also a Kinyan Iser Varaya, that if a Kohen owns an Eved Knaini, Eved Knaini is allowed to eat Chuma, and the Eved Knaini is not free to choose which Korban Pesach he wants to eat. He has to have the authorization of the Yodon. Hashani Kain, the Eved Ivri, there's no Kinyan Issa, there's only a Kinyan Mammon, there's no Kinyan Issa. That's why the Eved Ivri is not permitted to eat Chuma just because his Yodon is a Kai. And Eved Ivri is a free man, he can choose whichever Korban Pesach he wants to eat on. How can you say there's no Kinyan Issa, but the Eved Ivri is Mutta B'Shitcha Kainis? So that's what does not show that there's a Kinyan Issa, that even when he gets the Issa of the Heter, the Eved Ivri has a different din. So Taisa says, no, the reason why the Eved Ivri is Mutta B'Shitcha Kainis is because Oyber is Rabba Bayoma Balayla. The Pashuk says, Ki Mishnes Chasoche Rabotcho. What do you mean, Mishnes Chasoche? He worked twice as hard as another worker. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara Kiddushin, a normal employee works from 9 to 5. He works in the daytime. And Eved Ivri works, Oyber is Rabba Bayoma Balayla. What do you mean, Bayoma Balayla? He goes to sleep at night. So the Gemara says, no, Rabba Mosel Shitcha Kainis. The Yodan has a right to insist. He wants the Eved Ivri to sleep with the Shivcha Knainis in order that there'll be Vlados, and the Vlados will belong to the Yodin. Even after the Eved Ivri goes free, the Vlados will be Avodim, Knainim, and they'll belong to the Yodin. So the Tosfos says the fact that the Eved Ivri is Mutta B'Shivcha Knainis is not an indication that the Yodin has a Kinyan Issa. He's permitted to do it because he does it in the line of his duty. He's Meshuvah to the Yodin. So since the Odom demands of him that he wants him to sleep with the Shivcha Knainis in order to have Lada, he said that's why it's Mut. And what if the Odom demands of the Eved Ivri he should be Mechal Shabbos? And what if he demands he should do Averis? He should carry on Shabbos? Not let him do Averis. It's a Pelet to contest. That's the taste of sin. And the bomb is that fine on the base. All Achreinim is that cash. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a sefer that's called Chosin Yosef. The Sefer on Avni Miluin. He writes an introduction to the Sefer. He didn't feel well, he had trouble with his eyes. So the doctor told him he's not allowed to read. So his whole life was to read Svarim. So he had to relax and he had other people read for him. So he had someone read some light reading. So they were reading Avni Miluin. So he was dictating to the Bacher who was reading Avni Miluin. He was dictating on every Avni Miluin, write this, write that. And the guy wrote everything. And then after his eye condition got better, so Rabbi Yosef Engel looked over all the notes. Every paragraph had a number. He looked over the notes. So every so often, when he didn't like it, he crossed it out. And then later, when it was printed, so they printed paragraph Aleph, Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet. All those that he crossed out were left out. And those that were printed are printed. So that's the way it's printed. He skipped all the things that he didn't think were of value. So this is one of the things that he did think was of value. So this he left in. He explains Pshat and the Tosfos. So first of all, the Mishlam Melech has a suffix. I think the Mishlam Melech or the Shah Melech, I'm not sure, one of them has a suffix. Eved Ivri is Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis. Is it only if Rabba Moser lo Shivcha Knainis, if the Odin demands of him? Or is it even Mutter on his own? He has a girlfriend, the Shivcha Knainis. A different Odin, the next door neighbor, has a Shivcha Knainis. He's not, the next door neighbor is not demanding of me. I like the girl, a good looking girl. I want to sleep with the Shivcha Knainis. Is it Mutter to the Eved Ivri? Even in a case where the rabbi is not mosel or not. So, this is an explicit machlekes tesis in the Ritva. The Ritva holds like the Ramban, that Eved Ivri there's a Kinyan Issa, and the Ramban proves that there's a Kinyan Issa. This is the famous Ramban, Kedushin Dapta Zion. Ramban proves that there's a Kinyan Issa from the fact that Eved Ivri is Mutta B'Shivcha Knainis. So that's why the Ritva writes, and you should know, Eved Ivri is Mutta B'Shivcha Knainis even on his own, even if rabbi is not mosel or Shivcha Knainis. Tosfos insists that there is no Kinyan Issa and an Eved Ivri. So how are you supposed to understand that it's Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis? So Tosfos says the Heter only is when Rabba Moser lo Bal Korchoi. If the Odom demands it in the line of duty, then it's mutter. But the Yevidim Yanazon is not mutter b'shivcha kleinis. That suffix that was raised by the, I think it's the Shah Melech, suffix that was raised by the Shah Melech, if you look in, it's a mefurish and machlokes Taisvus in the Ritva. So what's taka the biur in the Taisvus? What do you mean? The rabbi asks him to be Mechal Shabbos, he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Engel explains what is the mocker in the Chumash for the prohibition of Shivcha Kneinus. It's based on the pasuk La'siyah Kadesh b'mnei Yisrael, La'siyah Kadesh b'mnei Yisrael. Since Ein Kiddushin Tovsin be'ev Kneini, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, the Shivcha Kneinus, if a Jewish man will sleep with the Shivcha Kneinus, he'll be doing an act of znus. It's La'siyah Kadesh. If a Jewish girl will be living with an Eved Kneini, she'll be in a violation of La'siyah Kadesh. It's an act of znus. Yes, the Bengal suggests that since the whole mocker of the Isser of Shivcha Kneinis is because it's an act of Kadeshus, that's if I choose on my own to do it. Chilul Shabbos is Chilul Shabbos, and there's no way you're allowed to do Chilul Shabbos in the line of duty. If the Odon asks the Abediv, I want you to cook a cup of coffee for me on Shabbos, not allowed to. Chilul Shabbos is us. But if the Odon demands, I want you to be with the Shivcha Kneinis because I want the lotus, then Taisus holds that that's not called Kadeshus. He's not choosing on his own to do an act of Haftaris. He's Meshubit to do it to the other. He's Meshubit to do the Chilul Shabbos also, but he's not allowed to. But here he's Meshubit. So once you're Meshubit, so it's not called an act of Kadeshus because you didn't choose on your own to do it. That's a suggestion there of Yosef Engel has. So this Lemaisa, this Amachlek is Taisvis in the Ramban. Taisvis holds that there is no Kinyan Easter on an Eved Ivri. Araya, the Eved Ivri says, not allowed to eat Truma. Toshim Koyim Mistachel Yachel Kadesh. Not allowed to eat Truma. And the Gemara in Yivam Zayin Amid Beis says that the Abedivi can become a mun on the Korban Pesach without authorization from the Adam. There's only Kenyan Yisrael and Evik Nayin. And the Ramban disagrees. He says not true. So the Mele, Taisis, and the Ramban have two pshatim in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara in Kiddushin asks, when you have an Abedivi, you want to free him, so why do you need a Shtashich? Why don't you just say, I'm Mechel you? So the Gemara says, the answer is because Abedivi gufa konui. So the Ramban and the Ritva and all the Talmidei HaRamban, they all learn the same shot because there's a Kinyan Issa. Mechila doesn't help on a Kinyan Issa. If all you had on the Eved Ivri would be that it's Meshuvah to work for you, then you could have said Amaychal. But since there's also a Kinyan Issa, that is not subject to Mechila. And Taisvus doesn't learn like the Ramban. Taisvus learns because there's a Kinyan moment. There's no Mechila on a Bien. Also, Meres Eved Ivri Gufa Konui Taisus Lan doesn't mean like the Ramban. There's a Kinyan Issa. There's no Kinyan Issa on an Eved Ivri. Means there's no Mechila on a Bien. And when I have the right to make the Eved Ivri work for me, it's not Stam. He's Meshuvit to me. Shibudim do lend themselves to Mechila. But it's more than that. The Eved Ivri is Gufa Konui to the Odin. It's like Deka Leperis. The Meiri writes over there. It's like a person owns the tree with respect to having the right to eat the Peris here. The Odin owns the Eved Ivri with respect to the right that he demands of him that he should do, that he should do the Malacha for him. Then the next parsha goes about Bali Mumin in Korbanos. He's not permitted to be makar of a korban on the Mizbeah that has a mum. So a whole list of mumin go by. This is in the middle of Maseches Bchoris. They have Mishnais that list off the mumin by Odom and Mishnais that list off the mumin by the Behemoth. Some of the mumin have to do with the fact that the Eiver HaZachrus was mutilated. Moch v'chasus v'nasuk v'charus. Les hakriv v'lashem u'v'yartzechem lo yisa asu. So the last three words, Igmari and Shabbos understand, v'yartzechem lo yisa asu, is a prohibition. You're not permitted to be misares a behema or odom. It's an isa deraisa, not to be misares an odom. The Rambam writes, if one is a misaris and a keva, a female, the pasuk only goes on a male. One is a misaris and a keva, so there's no malka. So that's the question. Does that mean that the prohibition against the misaris and a keva is only an isa derabbanan, or it's an isa deraisa, but there's no malkas because it's not. It's like a chotishir. The ike pasuk goes on a zohar. So that's the bir agro nevenezer thinks that it's an isa deraisa, just that there's no malkas. Nafkeminis and. If you have a suffix there, I say luchumer suffix there. Rabbanu lekula, how machmer do you have to be on this iser of serious nekeva? Comes up every so often. They're shyless at that serious.
Also, shyless. Something like a cat, a female animal, one who goes to
The Gemara says you're not permitted to, if you have a pet or an animal on a farm, you're not permitted to give it to a non-Jew to be Mesaris for you. And if you did, then there's a penalty. You have to get rid of the pet. You have to give it to someone else. And you can't give it to your own son. You have to give it to some stranger. You have to get rid of it. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik, has two understandings. Why is it Aser to give it to a Nochri? Is it because B'ninoach HaMuzer Ala Sirus, in addition to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'ninoach, Sirus is also prohibited? That's how the Rambam paskens, that's how the Shach quotes. There are several Isurim over and above the Sheva Mitzvahs B'ninoach that apply to the Nochri. The reason why they're not included in Sheva Mitzvahs is because there's no Eidish Misa if they violate it. So with the Rambam and the Shach paskens like that, that Sirus is one of them. And then the Gemara suggests that's a machlokes hatanoi. The Gemara suggests maybe the reason for this din is a different reason. Maybe it's because Amir Liyakam is also not only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's also on Kol HaTorah. So that remains an abayi delayed sheet in the Gemara. If there's some activity that I'm not allowed to do, am I permitted to ask a Nochri to do it for me? So by Siris, it's also maybe for the other reason. And by other Amir Liyakam, that's the Shabbos. So Tosfos and the Ravid, right Lechumrit. So you have to be machma in every case of Amir Liyakum. Anything that I'm not allowed to do, I'm not permitted to ask a non-Jew to do it for me. Sometimes for health purposes, when there's a suffix sakana, so the doctors have to do surgery, so sometimes they have no choice. Sometimes they have to be massage the person. So look, if there's any sex fake of suffix sakana, that the person keeps on getting infections. And so an infection, if he's going to keep on getting the infection enough times, then once or twice he can treat it with medication. But if you're going to have too many infections each time, that can turn into a suffix sakana. So whenever there's any sex fake of a suffix sakana, so then there's no Issa Sirus. Makum Sakana is Mutta. And then with Mako, the din is that a Petsua Daka is not permitted to be married to a Jewish woman. What if he became a Petsua Daka because they did such a surgery which was necessary, it was medically recommended? So we pass like the Rambam that that's not called a Petsua Daka. If it was done the Heta, that's not called Petsua Daka. The dak is only if it was done by Yisim. There's a famous vart which is not correct. They say on the psukim towards the end of Shlishim, you have three dinim that depend on determining whether it's the same day or a different day, and each din has a different way to measure the day. So the first din, Shara Kesavayis Ki Yivalev HaYishiv HaShemim Tachasino Yom HaShmini V'Hono Yiratza V'Karbin Yishav HaShem. You shouldn't shech the behemah as a carbon in the midbeis. You shouldn't shech it even for chulin till the eighth day. Then you have Osvez B'Nol Osish Chatu B'Yayim Echot. Then you have, if you bring a carbon toido, a regular shlamim is necho shnei yamim v'layla echot. A toido is only necho al yom v'layla at chatzos. So it's only Nechel Yom Echad. So the three dinim, each one has a different, this is the way they say incorrectly, each one has a different shear how to determine days. So they say over here, the Prima Gordon says that Shibas Yamim Tachasino, you have to wait 7 days, you have to wait 7 full days, Meis Leis. 7 times 24 hours. Then you have the next din, Shervis Osviz Ben Olo Sishcha Tobi Yom Echad, that goes from sundown to sundown. Let's say you shecht one behema a minute before Shkia, you shecht the other behema a minute after Tzeis HaKachavim, just an hour apart, that's mutter, they're two different days. Then the third din, that you can only eat a korban toida, yom echad, so here the yom echad is halayla halach achar hayom. With respect to Osebed is b'no, the din is hayom halach achar halayla. The day goes from Shkia, from Tzeis HaKachavim to Tzeis HaKachavim. When you get to the din of korban toida, since it's kachim, so the Gemara says in the end of Chulin that b'kachim, is halala halach achrayom. So you can eat the carbon toida by yom or balayla. So the next pasuk says, "Shmartem mitzvay sarah asisem aysom ani Hashem." So a lot of times, ani Hashem means "ein lacha rishus lahara achrayom." So that's how the pshetel goes: "ein lacha rishus lahara." You're not allowed to ask any kashas. How come in the first pasuk there's a din shivas yamim miyatachasimo? There it depends on 7 days, each one based lace, 7 times 24 hours. And the second din of Osir is Beno depends on Yom Shel Torah, from sundown to sundown. And the third din we say is that it is not so, it's Halayla Ha'alachar Chayon. So Ani Hashem Ein Lachom Yishuv Slahar Acharya. There are three different dinim of Yom, and each Yom is determined differently. So it's an interesting verbu, but it's a Shvera Prima Gadim. Having all the regular editions of the Yeri Day, you look at the Prima Gadim when he talks about Osir is Beno. So they have on the bottom of the page Ha'ora from Rabbi Kiveger, that it's against the Gemara. The din of Shivas Yamim Yiyah Tachasimo B'negeh to Korbanis, as well as when you get to Shechitas Chulin, we're not allowed to shech the Beima within the first 7 days, does not depend on 7 times 24 hours. It depends on Yom Shel Torah. If the Beima is born a minute before the Shkia, that counts as day number one. And then you have 6 days afterwards, that's already 7 days. Then you can shech the Beima a minute after Tzeisa Kechavim. It's not 7 full Meisles. So the Pshepel is interesting, but it's just not correct. Rabbi Gevega points out that the Prima Gadim is incorrect over here. Then the Torah lists off all the moados. Why is Shabbos over here? Shabbos is not a moed. So Rashi quotes from them from the Torah's Kohanim. Moyade Hashem. Shabbos is also called a moed. What do you mean Shabbos is also called a moed? Rav Soloveitchik once gave a Yortzeit Rasha on the topic of Kiddush and Abdullah. He suggested maybe pshat in this Teres Kohanim, Ma'ayin Shabbos Eitzel HaMoyad Es HaLamdach, that Shabbos is also HaMoyad. What's the significance? What's the relevance of saying Shabbos is HaMoyad? So he wanted to say there's a major difference between Shabbos and Yontif, that Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaim and Misheshes Mei Bereshes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Shabbos. V'Yibarach HaLakim Yom HaMishpah V'HaKadosh HaSom. Baruch Shalom is Mekadosh Ola Shabbos. And that's what we say in the Nusach HaBrocha and Kiddush and Davening, Baruch HaTo Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed Shabbos with Kiddush. Yontif, the Bnei Yisrael HaMekadosh, Baruch HaTo Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh HaS, we in turn are Mekadosh the Yom HaTayim. That's where the Gemara draws the distinction. The Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh the Rosh HaKadoshim and the Moados, so that's why it makes sense to say the Nusach HaBrach Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. But on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly is Mekadosh Shabbos, we don't have any input. So that's not exactly so. That's not 100% so. We assume that by reciting Kiddush on Shabbos and by observing Shabbos, we endow Shabbos with additional Kiddusha. So that's perhaps what it means. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe that's perhaps what it means over here, that Shabbos is also a moed, that just like all the moados, that in Yisrael on Mekadosh them, Hashetikru, that's what the Chazal say, Hashetikru Osam, Atikri Osam Ela Aten. It's spelled twice, Aleph Tov Mem, without a vowel. So your decree is Tikru Osam, but we darshan as if it would have been written as Tikru Atem. That means Atem Afilu Mizidim, Atem Afilu Mutim, Atem Afilu Shogigim. That the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Kriyas HaLuach of the Bezdin is binding, even if they made a mistake. We're the ones who create Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, we're the ones who create Kedushas Yantim. So maybe that's what it means, that Shabbos is also a Moed, that we can be Moisid Kedusha al Kedushasa. Shabbos is the Kedusha, Shabbos is Kviya v'kaimah from Sheshes Mei Bereshes, by Baruch HaVakim HaSeyam HaShmei, by Kaddish HaYisoy, but if we observe Shabbos, and we recite Kiddush, we endow it with additional Kedusha. Where do you ever have such a thing? That something has Kedusha Me'elov, and then by our declaring, we can make it into more Kaddish. Yeah, the Gemara says, Abchor is a mitzvah, Machloek is Satanai, we pass a mitzvah l'hakdisho. Abchor behema to'erov, when it's born, it's Kaddish Me'rechem. But the farm has a mitzvah, as it says, call up Bechor, Sheilol, Bechor, Kvitzon, Chazocha, Takdish, L'Hashem, Elakecha. What do you mean, Takdish? So Rebbe says, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Ranas, he says, Mitzvah L'Hakdisho. Even though it's Kaddish Me'elov, it's a mitzvah that's mutal on the farmer, he should declare, I raise a Kaddish B'Kedushas Bechor. It is not some a declaration that it is Kaddish. No, he endows it with Kedusha. How do you know from the Gemara? But by the Mitzvah L'Hakdisho, that the farmer is Maisiv Kedusha Al-Kedushasai, because the Gemara in the first perek in the Dorim, as well as in the Nazir, also the first perek, the Gemara discusses a din that hatfasa has to be dafke b'davar ha-nodu. You can't make hatfasa b'davar ha-osu. If I want to take a nether, not eat potato chips, I say the potato chips should be also like hekdish. So that's hatfasa b'davar ha-nodu. If I say the potato chips should be also like chazir, that's called hatfasa b'davar ha-osur, and the nether is not chal. So the Gemara says, what if you have a b'chor behemoth tohira? And I say the potato chip should be also like the b'chor. So the Gemara says, if you were magdish the pchor, mitzvah lagdisho, then it's a machlekes hatanaim. Some tanaim hold that now just became a davar hanadur. If you weren't magdish it, so it's a davar haasur. If you were magdish it, so some tanaim hold, fine, mitzvah lagdisho, but it was kaddish even before you declared it as such. So therefore it's a davar haasur. And others say, no, that's called davar hanadur. So it would appear from the Gemara that the mitzvah lagdisho on the pchor is not merely mitzvah to make a declaration. No, when you make that declaration, I hereby am magdish the b'chor, you might have kedushasai, and some hold the Raman passing like that, that it becomes a dover hanodur. So here also, when we observe Shabbos and when we recite Kiddush, we endow Shabbos with additional kiddush. That's where Absolvechi continued to say, he thinks that maybe the concept of Tosef is Shabbos, some Rishonim hold that there is a din, there's a sugi in Rosh Hashanah daftes. The Gemara discusses, is there a requirement for Tosef Shabbos? So the Rambam seems to pass that only Tosef is Yom Kippur. He seems to hold there's no requirement, there's no din of Tosef, it's not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, only Yom Kippur. But others, other Rishonim say there's a mitzvah Tosef is even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yesh Omrim, there's a mitzvah Lohosif Mechol Lava Kodesh. So how could it be Mosif Mechol Lava Kodesh? If Shabbos is clear, Bekaimah, and Shesh is made Bereshis. Where is the room? We're not the Balabatim to create Kedusha. How can we endow the Tosefes Man with Tosefes Kedusha? So if you say that the mitzvah to recite Kiddush and Shamanei Sosa Shabbos, Lassa Sosa Shabbos of Doros. So the Mechilta says on that pasuk, I think that's in Shmos. When we observe Shabbos, is Kilu, we created the Shabbos. We endow it with additional Kedusha. So if you say like that, that Shabbos is like a moed in the sense the Bnei Yisrael have the ability to be Meisim Kedusha Al Kedusha Asai, so then there's room to have Tosefes Shabbos.
You have to say the same thing about Tosefes Shviyas?
Tosefes Shviyas, Shviyas is created by Bnei Yisrael. Bez makes Shviyas, so we can make Tosefes Shviyas. Yeah, the only question is on Shabbos. If Shabbos is Kriya V'kaima, so how do we come in to make Tosefes? Mm-hmm. How are we develop about them? The pasuk lists off all the Yom Tov by Shavuos. It has an unusual expression. It says in connection with Shavuos, pasuk Chaf Aleph in Perek Chaf Gimel, Ukrasim Etzam Hayom Hazeh Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. Usually, the expression Etzam Hayom Hazeh means the actual day itself, to the exclusion of Tosefes. So that's what some Gedolim suggested. That even though we normally have a concept of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif, but on Shavuos you can't have Tosefes because it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, special then you can't have Tosefes. So some say Tosefes is not Chal, and some say Tosefes is Chal, but you can't recite Kiddush during this month of Tosefes. Ukras and Betz means that Mikra Kodesh goes on reciting Kiddush. Some say it refers to davening Meirah, the Kiddush B'Tfilah. It's usually assumed that this was only a minig. The Magen Avraham, I think, was from the Masses Binyamin. The minig was, you don't start to daven Meirah. That's what many communities have in mind. Others have the minig, you daven Meirah early, but you shouldn't say Kiddush at home before Tzeisah Kochav. So usually assumed that it's a minig. And it's based on the pasuk Sheva Shabbos of Tmimus. You have to have Tmimus 7 full weeks. And other Gedolim say, the Netziv quotes in Rav Shlomo Levilna has like that. No, it's a din daraisa based on the pasuk Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. It only appears by Shavuos. That phrase doesn't appear by the other Yom Tov. But either the reciting of Kiddush or the whole observance of Shavuos has to be only Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Be'itzum Shal Yom, to the exclusion of earlier. Yeah, what is the mocha for Tosefes? If your Tosefes is a dinda, right? So the Rama holds only Tosefes Yom Kippur. So one of the Makaris in the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, is the Pasuk in connection with Yom Kippurim and Parshas Emor. V'nisim esnaf shasech misis shalachodesh bo erev. Misis shalachodesh bo erev is erev Yom Kippur. You fast on Asiri lachodesh, not on Tish lachodesh. So the Gemara says, Mikan, from this Pasuk we derive, you have to start observing the Tonis on Tisha. How much time is there are you mechuyev to add on? So Tosis and Beitza Dachlam and Amaral points out from the Gemara would appear that there is some amount of time, but they don't know what the amount of time is. See, Gemara, not stump, up to you, however much you want to add on. appear that there's a zman nesuyim that you mechuyev tera. So there, the Achrayim quote the Rabbeinu Peretz on that daf, the Tosfos we have printed now from the Ksalyan. Rabbeinu Peretz writes over there a half an hour before Ben Hashmashes, whenever Ben Hashmashes is. So if you hold at Shkia, Ben Hashmashes begins, so the Tosfos would mean half an hour before the Shkia. Why half an hour? Because that's always the Shia for Samach. Whenever there's a din, it depends on Samach. So we assume that it means a half an hour before. So Samach the Shabbos, or Samach the Yom Kippur, it should be Mekabel, the Kedusha Sayyam. So Samach means a half an hour before. What was that make on that? If you're Mekabel to Sef and Shabbos half an hour before the Shkia, then you can't daven Mincha then. You're not allowed to daven Tfilah Schol after you're Mekabel to Sef and Shabbos. So if one wants to be Machmer for this or Rabbeinu Peretz, he has to make sure he davens Mincha before the half hour. Okay, Tov. This Shabbos, I'll be happy to greet whoever will be here.